Interest Honors UK is a charity that believes in the future of sound transforming lives through music, dance and storytelling. And recently, they've started a very exciting project that encourages blind and partially sighted people to get involved without even having to leave the house. And Roberto David Rusconi from Interest Honors UK joins me now. Hi, Roberto.
Hi, Paulina. Hi, everybody.
So tell me a little bit about the project. What exactly is it?
Project has been to give a voice during this period of isolation and lockdown to all the visually impaired and blind people that had been forced to stay home. And also they have been a little bit abandoned because organizations had to close their door because to keep the distance. And so a lot of them really felt a little bit lonely and not with enough support. So I wanted, first of all, to keep in touch with them, to feel them left not lonely, and then also to give them a voice. So we offered the opportunity to do three kind of co-creative events. The first one, to send us their experience. So like small podcasts of 1-2 max minutes in which they can tell us how they felt and what has been their life in these days. The other one has been to give us their creations. So for example, there has been Ricky, that is a wonderful guitarist, totally blind, that has been sending us some improvisations, some composition of his own, some singing, or Caroline, she is a director and an actress, and she has been sending us some writings and poems. But also people that have no experience with art before, but just wanted to participate. And so we also wrote a script, and the one that we are filling to join in and to jump in were sending us their voice recording these scripts.
Obviously, you said we can send all forms of audio, but can it be recorded on anything, even our phones?
Yes, so we expanded this offer obviously to everybody, and you can get in touch with us and we can really guide you through. But basically, it's very, very easy. So you just record your own voice with your telephone or your laptop, if you use one, or any other device, and then you send the audio to us. And we are lucky to have a home studio that is very well equipped, and we process your voice or your music. For example, if you want to play percussion or to play the guitar or just sing, and then we send the result back to you. And if you agree on the outcome, we have three channels on SoundCloud and other platforms, and we have been feeding them, streaming them.
If we do have some questions about creating a recording, how do we get in touch?
Yeah, so you can ask Paulina and the radio, right? Or you can write to us at info@intrasonus.org. And this is our email. And basically, we just want you, you know, to get creative, get wild, you know, say what you think, raise your voice. So you can record your own experiences and the kind of world you have seen from your heard from your experience, or to participate in our project, we will send you some lines to read or some music to listen to, or just to choose, for example, if you have some poems that you know, or phrases or sentences that inspire you, and you can read them and send it to us. Actually, there is also BBC Sound that will be transmitting these chunks in the future.
That's amazing. And if, let's say, I recorded my script or I recorded my poem, do I just send it to the email you gave earlier?
Yes, and you can send it straight to the email, or you can send it. We are working with some people at RNIB, and you can send it with WhatsApp if it is better for you, or any other way, and they just reroute the recording to us. The best person we have been in touch, she is Shadeen at RNIB, or I think you can send it to the radio.
Yes, you can send it to us at the radio station as well. Our email address is radio@rnib.org.uk, or you can also contact Shadeen, as Roberto said, and it's shadeen.rose@rnib.org.uk, and Shadeen is spelled S-H-A-D-E-E-N. So we obviously spoke about those recordings that are available online, but you're hoping to do something beyond just having them available online. There's maybe an audiobook in the making?
Yes, there is. Actually, there was a big event with, as you said before, with dance and music. But now that the lockdown has caused a lot of companies and theaters to shut down, we had to suspend that production, keep it on hold. So with the writer, we have a wonderful writer from Almeida Theater in Lando, Laura Turner, but she wrote this script, and we are hoping to produce an audio book. Basically, we call it Theater for Your Ears. So it is as happens in the theater without the visuals, just a action that is recorded on audio with very thick and interesting soundscape behind.
That sounds really interesting. So just one more time, if we want to listen to the recordings that are already existing, do we just go to SoundCloud and look for Intrasonus UK?
Correct. Correct. We have a page, and there are different kind of sections in this page, but you find everything in the SoundCloud in the Intrasonus UK page.
Brilliant. Well, Roberto, thank you so much for speaking with us, and I look forward to hearing all the recordings.
Thank you, Paulina. Thank you, everybody. Please don't be shy. Send us anything, any idea, anybody is and everybody is very welcome, and you need to let people hear what you have to say, please.
Yes, you should definitely send your recording in. And if you're a bit unsure what they should sound like, I have a bit of an example thanks to Roberto. Here's Caroline's Isolation Brick.
There's a malfunction on my TV set. Every day at that coronavirus briefing, on the front of my TV, they keep showing us all those graphs. They keep telling us they're doing well. They keep promising they're going to do even better. But out of the back of my TV...